Hallelujah, hallelujah, Philadelphia.
Amen.
This is a marvelous word. I really pray that the Lord can speak to us all and speak through us all.
Amen.
This morning concerning this church called Philadelphia.
Amen.
You know, we're looking at all the churches in Revelation here, and when we come to this church, this is a very special church. This is the only church in all these seven churches that the Lord Himself praised. And He praised it very highly. And this is the church that the Lord desires.
Amen.
This is the church that the Lord is after.
Amen.
This is the church that is on the Lord's heart right now.
Amen.
Throughout the centuries, after the Lord resurrected, He said, I will build my church.
Amen.
Well, this is the church that we need to be. This is the church that God desires. It's His whole eternal plan is this church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this is what we call recovery. This word recovery is not a small word, because something's been lost throughout the centuries, and every believer realizes it's kind of a pathetic situation. But hallelujah, it's being recovered.
Amen.
The church in Philadelphia is in the days of recovery.
Amen.
You know, and it started actually in the 18th century when a group of brothers in Dublin, Ireland began to realize, as a reaction, they were reacting with what the Lord was reacting.
Amen.
And that was to drop all the media, all the middle classes and hierarchy, and we are all just brothers.
Amen.
I mean, just the definition of this word Philadelphia,
right,
is wonderful. It means to have affection for a brother.
Amen.
It's a brotherly affection.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the church in Philadelphia.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this word.
Amen.
Let's have somebody read Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. This is what we're talking about here.
About all of us read it.
Okay.
That's good. You have your Bible open to Revelation chapter 3.
Amen.
Oh, brother 7, sister 8, all day.
Yeah.
7 through 13.
And to the master of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says the Holy One, the True One, the One who has the key of David, the One who opens and no one will shut, and shuts and no one will.
Stand up and read.
Yeah.
Read with a good, strong spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
we have passed out of death and we know that.
Amen.
We have passed out of death.
Amen.
Into life.
Amen.
Because we love the brother.
Amen.
He who does not love.
Amen.
Abides in death.
Amen.
Let's take the first part and you give us a phrase at a time and we'll just pray this to the Lord.
Amen.
Pray, as John shared earlier, you know about Jesus. He is our big brother.
Amen.
After resurrection, that was the first time he addressed his disciples as his brothers.
Amen.
You know, he called them his disciples, he called them many other odd things, but that was the first time. Why? Because he became a life-giving spirit and he got into the disciples.
Yeah.
He got into everyone who believed into him.
Yeah.
And hallelujah, now we're his brothers.
Amen.
And he is the living one in our midst here this morning.
Amen.
We have to realize that Jesus is he's our older brother.
Amen.
And we're his many brothers.
Right.
So go ahead, we're going to just pray. Yeah, you just read and we'll echo what you read.
Amen.
Through the Lord, we speak this to the Lord, huh?
We know.
We know.
We know.
We know.
Thank you, Lord. We know.
Thank you, Lord. We know.
That we have passed.
That we have passed.
Passed out of death.
Passed out of death.
Into life.
Into life.
Thank you, Lord. We have this eternal life.
Thank you, Lord. We have this eternal life.
Because we love the brothers.
Because we love the brothers.
How about everybody just look at the one next to you and say, brother. Just look at each other. Say it again. Right?
Brother.
You know, he speaks in the word here that this needs to be an affectionate kind of way we speak to one another. You know, sometimes it can be a little light. Like, oh, brother, amen, brother. You know, hallelujah, brother. It's just kind of something kind of outward.
Right.
But we need to have such a realization that we are brothers.
Yeah.
My Asian brother, hallelujah, we're God-men, right?
Yeah.
There's no difference here. Hallelujah, we are brothers.
Yeah.
We have the very life and nature of our God the Father.
Yeah.
And as he loved us, we ought to also love one another.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus was the first one to speak in this way, and he charged us to love one another.
Amen.
Right? Praise the Lord for such a life that we have. You know, and then you look at Apostle Paul. Paul was another one that just spoke so much about. Look in Romans here. I'll read this to you. In Romans chapter 12, he says, verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good.
Amen.
How do we cling to what is good? He says, love one another warmly.
Amen.
Love one another warmly in brotherly love.
Amen.
He says, take the lead in showing honor to one another.
Amen.
Huh? Isn't this this is something, you know, this is the word warmly.
Amen.
Sometimes we can tend to be a little cold. And then we see each other, oh yeah, my brother walked on by, you know. But he speaks about loving one another warmly.
Amen.
You know, and I was there when Minoru shared this word, and I really wish that we could all see this message, because he really conveyed something, and none of us can do it like it was. But here it is here today, and praise the Lord for God's word.
Amen.
He says, he says this word brothers should be a kind of a fragrant word that we really would realize who we are and how we treat one another.
Amen.
Treat one another in a warm way, even in a fragrant way.
Amen.
Brothers, all the way for brothers.
Amen.
He said that this should even conjure up a feeling of affection. That we would actually have warm affection for one another. Look at Thessalonians, this is 1 Thessalonians 4:9. He says, now, concerning brotherly love, you have no need for me to write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God.
Amen.
To what? To love one another.
Amen.
God teaches us. We need to love one another.
Amen.
But you know, after throughout the centuries, this matter has been lost. But this is why we call what we're enjoying in our church life, we call this the Lord's recovery. Yeah. And what's He recovering? He's recovering this matter of brotherly love. Yeah. And eventually, if we can just begin to have this kind of a church life of loving one another, this is going to bring the Lord back.
Amen.
The Lord is waiting. The Lord is entreating us to love one another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this matter of love.
Amen.
Even use the word love one another ardently. Ardently, warmly, ardently, even says with a temperature, kind of with a feeling, a warm feeling for one another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This, because when we love one another, when we greet one another, and we treat one another with love, this what does it do? This carries God to one another.
Amen.
When you greet me with love, I can tell. He was the first brother I saw when we walked in this morning. And I tell you what, he just gave me God.
Amen.
He looked me in the eyes and just, because we are brothers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, what happens here, the very nature and person of what we contain, we relate to one another when we call each other brother.
Amen.
Right? Romans 13, he says that love is fulfilled. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Praise the Lord for the fulfillment of the law is love for one another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this matter of love.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, gain us in this way.
Amen.
I love some of this in the outline here. He says, faith in the Lord is a way for us to pass out of death into life. And love toward the brothers is the evidence that we have passed out of death into life.
Amen.
How do we know we've passed out of death into life?
Yeah.
Because there's something in us that just loves the brothers.
Amen.
You know, I told the brothers when I meet with some of the brothers on Saturday, I said, you know what? When I come here, I don't come here out of duty. I come here because I just can't wait to see you brothers.
Amen.
Why? Because I know that I'm going to behold the Lord.
Yeah.
Right? And we come together and we just touch the living God.
Amen.
He would come here this morning, not out of duty. Oh, you're supposed to go to church on Sunday. No, we come because we love the brothers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this needs to be our attitude, our feeling, right? Look at, and some of you can have to share about the keys of David. I'm losing my voice again.
Amen.
But anyway, oh, by the way, if you see me coughing, I said a specialist last week, and I don't have anything contagious. they're going to fix up my nose inside. Hallelujah. But hallelujah for this life of God within us that loves one another.
Amen.
So love builds up.
Amen.
We talk about the building up of the body of Christ. How does it happen? It doesn't happen just by us, you know, believing in the same thing and the same doctrines and the same teachings, but we're being built up in love.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the building up of the body of Christ in love.
Amen.
Amen. There's so many wonderful things to see here.
Amen.
The riches can come out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I don't have anything to share on the matters of Philadelphia, but last week, the Southern California Juniors and Seniors had a conference in Oak Glen, and I wanted to just share something really quickly regarding that matter.
Yeah.
So the title of the message was Living a Watchful, Pursuing, and Serving Christian Life in the Church Life Throughout Your College Years.
Amen.
Read it again in shorter phrases. We say amen so we can a little bit lay hold of this title.
Yes. Of living a watchful, pursuing, and serving Christian life.
Amen.
The church life throughout your college years.
Amen.
Amen. So the message, which was given by Brother Peter Harvey, started off in the part where it shows the negative side and what we shouldn't be ignorant of in Satan's scheme. So this included all the isms. For example, atheism, agnosticism, humanism, and much more. But what I really enjoyed was the positive side, which is what we should pay attention to, especially within our college years.
Mm-hmm.
And point five was talking about obtaining a proper education, both secular and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important, especially in today's day and age, where we like to take the extreme of doing completely one thing or doing completely the other. I know that I tend to have an issue with this. For example, kind of the former perspective, really well, but if I don't want to do it, I just don't do it at all. But I just really appreciate that it's important to nuance this topic, and I just rather added on to that by saying that the college life is not a time to be an individual, but a member of the body and a part of the church.
Amen.
And I ended up, we had a small cabin time with Brother Peter Harvey and a couple of the other serving ones, and they mentioned, I asked the question, is it important for us, like, I want to go out of state to college, and I was wondering if that conflicted with the beliefs of the church, but he just said that it's important to grow, but to do so in the church. So I just appreciated that within my 5 years, I can just dedicate my life towards Lord while learning and continuing to become a better person.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sister.
Yeah.
Amen.
Philadelphia is the church of brotherly love. But where does this love come from? You know, it's not just that we decide, oh, I'm going to have a good feeling about everybody. Because we know that won't work. May work with a few people for certain times. But in coming to 1 John, we read a lot about love. The love that is the love of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brother Jaden read one verse about love. You know, there's many verses about love in 1 John 3, 1 John 4. 1 John 4, 7 says, love is of God.
Amen.
So when we're talking about love this morning, it's only this. In fact, here it doesn't even say the highest love is of God. It just says love is of God.
Amen.
If it's not of God, in His eyes, it's not love. So Philadelphia is of God.
Amen.
And then the verse we read, we know we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers.
Amen.
Love is a matter of the divine life.
Amen.
The life that we receive flows out as love.
Amen.
And then the rest of 1 John 3 talks about abiding. When we're abiding in the Lord, we love one another.
Amen.
When we're not abiding, we realize we're short of love.
Amen.
If I'm not abiding, well, maybe I don't want to see you. But if I'm abiding in the Lord, I see you, it's praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then at the end of this section on abiding in 1 John 3, there's the matter of the Spirit. The verse says, in this we know that He abides in us.
Amen.
By the Spirit whom He has given to us.
Amen.
So the Spirit and the life are one.
Amen.
The love comes out of life. Love comes from the Spirit.
Amen.
Abiding in us.
Amen.
The Spirit making His home in us, living in us. And then in 1 John chapter 2, it ties love to the Lord's Word.
Amen.
Oh, when we have the Lord's Word, we have love for Him.
Amen.
This brings us back to the church in Philadelphia, where it says, you have kept My Word.
Amen.
This is the Lord's appraisal, the Lord's, I don't know what He said, what word? Some good word He says about Philadelphia. You have kept My Word.
Amen.
He's speaking very positively. Because they keep His Word, they are a church of love.
Amen.
So love, again, is not something we manufacture, but it is God.
Amen.
Who is our life and who supplies us through the Word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love brothers.
Amen.
I got saved the summer before my senior year in high school. Before I got saved, I was very quiet. But after I got saved, I loved the brothers and sisters. I wanted to be with the saints. I wanted to preach the gospel. I wanted people to be saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the church, we see that the love is not a natural love. In 1 Corinthians 13, chapter on love, right? It says, love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Love rejoices in the truth. So love is the expression of God as life.
Amen.
Then in 1 Corinthians 14, it goes on to say, pursue love and desire earnestly the spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
Amen.
Then it says, he who prophesies, you know, build up the church, his encouragement and consolation. So on the flip note, it says that love is the most excellent way to experience the divine life.
Amen.
And the divine life is the content of the prophecy.
Amen.
Which builds up the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh Lord Jesus, and this enjoyment of the divine life is the source of that little power. And so he said, I know your works. In Revelation, the Lord said, I know your works. Behold, I've set before you an open door. And I was thinking it's open, but actually it's open. That means it was closed, but it's open now. Praise the Lord. We have a little power, and he says, you have kept my word and have not denied my name. So we need to eat the Lord, and we need to call on the Lord. Call on Jesus. I remember before, there was a brother was speaking of a sister, and she was just a little sister. And she did not have, he said she did not have any special gift, but she was faithful to eat the word and to prophesy, to get the word and to let it out. And then she, in loving this, helped build up the church.
Amen.
I also enjoy the same verse, 1 John 4:7. It says, beloved, let us love one another.
Amen.
Because love is of God.
Amen.
Because love is of God.
Amen.
What's the source? It's God.
Amen.
It says, and everyone who loves has been begotten of God.
Amen.
Have we been begotten of God?
Amen. Amen.
What? We receive God's life. Like what you point out, we receive God's nature.
Amen.
But also appreciated that to be begotten of God means that we've been transferred.
Amen.
It says transfer out of death and into life.
Amen.
Into the sphere of life.
Amen.
And this, the evidence that we've been transferred is that we love the brothers.
Amen.
And the manifestation is that we are living this life is that we have love towards one another.
Amen.
And actually, I was appreciating also Psalms 133. It says, behold, how pleasant,
how good, how pleasant
for brothers to dwell in unity.
Amen.
And then 133:3 says, because there, you know what, in this unity, as we're living in this sphere of love, as we're, you know, caring for one another, it says, there, God commands the blessing. What is the blessing? That means the riches, right? God is able to open the door of the treasury of his house. That's the blessing we have, right? The heavens are open to us because we're living in this atmosphere of love. Then we have the affection and care for one another. And then God is able to command the blessing. And we have this open, I appreciate, you know, he is the one who has the key of David that opens the door. But the prerequisite is that he needs this atmosphere of living together in unity, of living together in this oneness, living together by living in this affectionate atmosphere. Hallelujah, the one who has the key of David.
Amen. 1 John 5:1 says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been begotten of God.
Amen.
Everyone who loves him who has begotten loves him also who has been begotten of him.
Amen.
So just to follow our brother Oscar, we know that we pass out of death into life because we love the brothers.
Amen.
But why? Why do we know that the condition of living is tied to life? And I appreciate this section in the Mormon Bible. It says, love is the nature of the divine life we have received. The essence of God is love.
Amen.
God's essence is love.
Amen.
And his nature. nature, because his essence is love, his nature is also of love.
Amen.
And when we were born again, what happened? God dispensed his nature into us.
Amen.
That means God dispensed the essence of his love into our being.
Amen.
So in our spirit is this capacity of divine love.
Amen.
Because we have this life in us that has a divine love.
Amen.
And, you know, I think even in our experience, we would say that there's something within us that loves the saints, that has this desire that aspires to live rightly with everyone in all things. Why is that aspiration within us? Because we have God's life in us.
Amen.
And God's life is one of dispensing love to the other believers. That's what this verse says, right? Everyone who believes that Jesus is a Christ. Do we believe that Jesus is the Christ?
Amen!
Amen. Has been begotten of God. So if we believe Jesus is the Christ, we have been begotten.
Amen.